Hello.
Hey, Matthew. I do apologize for calling so late here. This is John with Local Splash. How you doing?
Yep. All right.
All right, all right.
I'm doing good. So I went ahead and canceled with the Ollie Ollie guys. I still don't have any idea if I'm doing the right thing or not. But I figured you might as well get me signed up. You're talking 30 to 45 days.
Yes, sir.
On the page and the extras that he was charging extra for.
Yeah, so they did confirm on that, right?
It sounds like a lot of their stuff is they do charge extra for.
Yeah,
and I'm not so sure that I'm against paying a little extra. Sometimes the service is better. With the smaller companies, that was one of my things too.
Okay.
But now, I was concerned about your website, but if we can work on it and keep working on it.
Yes, sir.
I don't think we'll have any trouble.
Matthew, actually, I wanted to let you know too. I wrote in my notes on Friday, I actually worked with another company in a completely different state. And they were with Ollie Ollie for a while. And I have a recording and things like that too. They were not happy with a lot of their stuff. So they weren't aware that they were charging extra for little tiny things that added up for them. And I'm not saying it would have been the same for you, but just giving you that reassurance actually, which is surprising because I was like, I just talked to a business owner. I didn't tell him your name or business, but I was like,
right.
That was thinking about doing Ollie Ollie. So I'm glad to understand this little company a little bit more, which is surprising how it happened literally on Friday. So, anyways.
What was their trouble with them?
Just the ads. They were getting charged for extra ads that they weren't aware of that was separate from their actual pricing. That I believe that was the main factor for them. Yeah.
I don't know what ads they're doing.
Yeah, I don't know exactly too much of that was being promised to you, but it sounds like it kind of is for the Facebook stuff.
Right.
So.
All right,
Matthew. So let's get this running here. What's the best email? I can send everything on paper to you as far as your invoice and all that as well.
Email should be sufficient. I have enough papers in my face all the time. and I'm probably not going to save a single one of them anyway. So it will be charges that I just file on my bookkeeping anyway.
Okay.
So email me at andersonroloff@gmail.com. There's no LLC on that. It's just andersonroloff.
Okay. gmail.com. Okay. And then the next part, just to make sure I confirm, okay? Obviously, I know your business name, but the business address is 2555 Howell Highway, 49221. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Just making sure. And then also, let's set up a time for our team to meet you, man. I want to introduce you guys to you. Go over everything in detail. That's where the magic really begins. Tomorrow, do you have an hour window for them to go ahead and give you a call?
Sure. Let's get that out of the way in the morning.
Early in the morning? Okay.
Sure, 9 my time.
Actually, the soonest we could do it is 10 to 11, because it's going to be PST time for them. So it's 3 hours behind you. Yeah.
So 10 to 11, 9, 10. I don't think that should cause much trouble. Do I have to be by the computer at that point?
No, not at all.
All right. So even if I'm on the road, I'll handle it.
Okay. And, of course, if it comes to anything where you're like, hey, you know what, it's taking too long or I need to reschedule, as long as you communicate with our guys, they'll be able to make things happen for you. They're very, you know, very adamant about making sure we're tailored to you. Okay? So.
Sure. I'm trying to get this accomplished fairly quickly. I've stalled on this long enough now that, and you know that as well.
Yeah. All right. So I'm sending you an email right now. As a Google invite,
okay.
Just got to hit yes, nothing further than that. And it's the same email I'm sending to our team, so that way they can hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed, okay?
All right. Now, here's the thing. I have never been able to make Google Meet work. So make a note to them to call me and What people have done is they'll call me, they'll send me an email right there on the spot. I click on the link, and then I can see what they're doing.
Okay.
If it's something that's on the computer.
Okay.
You said it wasn't on the computer, though, so.
Right. This can go on your phone, computer, however you want, but as far as keeping track of everything, we'll put on a phone and computer, so that way you can keep track however you want of all information. Okay.
All right. Yes. Wind tomorrow at 10, I guess. All right.
And I'm putting a reminder for them right now. Yep.
And then it says view all guests and reply for Ann Arbor. Reply for Anderson Roloff. Yeah, I thought I already hit yes.
No, you hit yes. Don't go any further. You're all done.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I'm telling you, I don't know anything about this stuff, so.
You crack me up. That's what I'm here for, partner. Don't worry. All right. I'm just making sure I put that reminder for them. And the next part, how would you like to be found on Google as far as your hours of operations? Do you want to do Monday through Friday, 24/7? What do you think?
No, we do Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Our trucking is a little bit different than that, but that's when the normal stuff happens.
Okay. And you're going to get sick and tired of me saying this, okay? But I'm apologize ahead of time. Anytime you need to make adjustments, changes, modifications, do not hesitate to give our team a call to go ahead and do that for you. Utilize them. I'll put it this way. You're paying them to do it, right? So make sure you have them.
Right. Okay.
All right. Now, for your customers, do you want them to reach out to this phone number ending with a 2243?
Yes.
Okay. And then your service radius. How far out do you want to go? This package goes up to 50 miles if you need it to.
I try not to go quite that far, but sometimes. So I service not necessarily on a radius, but I mean, if you put 30 miles on it, that's probably okay. Close enough for the time being. Although I do service Chelsea and a lot of Dexter area too. And that's probably more than 30 miles, but it's in the direction that I want to be anyway.
Gotcha. Let me do this. I'm going to put you on hold for just a moment here. I have a little bit of an emergency. I want to make sure I take a look at this really quick. If you don't mind, hang in for 5 minutes for me. Okay, thank you.
Yep, no problem. I remember saving them steps.
For what?
I don't know.
For something?
I don't know. No, that was attic steps. No.
So sorry about that there, Matthew. You there with me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, hopefully everything's
a little bit
all right for you.
Everything's okay. Everything's okay. Things happen. Life happens all the time, right? You got to be prepared for it. Roll with the punches. Okay. So I have 30 miles radius as of right now. Again, if you need to adjust it or hit specific areas, I can add that for you as well, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'm just going to put their miles out for now.
Drive
now,
check file.
Okay,
drive check file. Oh, sorry. I'm talking to two people. I'm listening to you, though.
Okay, all right. Now, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash and check only? Do you do Zelle or anything like that?
At this time, it's cash and check.
Cash and check. Okay.
I do have a credit card facility available to me, but they charge me money and
Oh yeah,
it's complicated on my end, and I would love to see. Well, with a website, I may move it over to credit as well. I don't know how to do that yet. I'm expecting the team will have answers for me on that.
They will. Yes, we have an option to go ahead and use it. We don't have any affiliation with these companies or anything, but I do know that they can do even like a PayPal setup through there straight to you. Like, we don't take any cuts or anything like that. So
right.
You have options. That's all I'm saying. All right.
Okay.
Now, the next part, the verification through Google, it can be, you know, stressful sometimes if you're doing it on your own. So I'm glad you're talking to us. I'm going to send you an email right now so I don't forget. All right. This email is going to be what to expect if they're verifying and they have any type of difficulties. Instead of going and throwing a picture of their tool and then them not agreeing with that and then they come back, it takes months if that's the case. We understand because we're premier partners. We know exactly what they're looking for. So I sent this email to you just to help you get verified a little bit easier, okay, and smoother. You don't have to all of them. If you want to, you can. It just makes the more you do, the merrier you go, okay?
Yep.
All right. Again, you don't have to do that right now. So how would you like your customers to actually find you? Like, for all the services, let's go over all of that. As much as possible, you don't have to add them all right now. Tomorrow, our technician team will go over in further detail for you.
All right. So I do a dumpster service.
Mm-hmm.
I do demolition work, land clearing, and many and almost all facets of recycling, specializing with metal.
Recycling, especially metal. Okay, so I'm going to put that as a separate too, metal recycling.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, and I'm going to put in parentheses that you may want to add more, okay, just in case, so that way they can bring that up.
Yeah, because if I separate everything, it's three or four different recycling categories and that I'm specific with. I have resources for even more, but I don't wind up with very many jobs in some areas. So I'm not.
All right.
But that will cover the and large scale cleanups is most of my demo work would be also maybe just called large scale cleanups.
I'm gonna put that. Yeah.
Because actually, I cannot pull permits. When I do demos, I work for the homeowner and he pulls all the permits.
Oh.
I do not have my builder's license at this time.
So you don't have a license on this company. You have it insured, though, correct?
I am insured.
Okay.
I don't think there's any licensing for what I do.
Okay. I have to ask that, and I know – I believe it's not anyway. So I'll double-check actually here.
All I haul is C&D, which is a non-licensed waste hauler.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And if people actually have garbage they want hauled, I don't want to do it anyway.
All right. I'll make sure to put that in parentheses for them as well. Boom, boom, boom. Okay. Looks like we're set here. I'm going to go ahead and send this over to our team right now. That way when they talk to you tomorrow, they're not starting from scratch, as promised, okay?
Okay.
Now, next part is the voice verification part, where everything is recorded, as I promised before. I keep to all my word here, okay? And in this, I'm going to ask a few questions in the beginning just to verify you, okay? So try to answer as clearly as possible. But I'm also going to put in the pricing in there. That way you're protected for that. And I'm going to give you the full phone number afterwards to who to call in case if you ever do decide to part ways in the future, which, knock on wood, I hope it never happens. If it does, there's no cancellation fees, and I tell you how to do that, okay? So without further ado, let's go ahead and get this started. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
It's Anderson Roloff, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
I'm the owner. My name is Matthew Anderson.
Perfect. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
I am.
And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sure.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on August. No, it's not October yet. August 28th in the non-refundable amount of $348. This will be recurring payment. Yep. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 28th of every month in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I understand the latest is one payment of $349, correct?
$348. Yes, sir. That's it.
$348, yes. Okay.
You got it.
All right. Yes, I understand.
All right. Perfect. I don't accept tips, man. No, I'm kidding. All right. So that's the end of that recording part here. Next part, I want to make sure everything that we talk about on the phone with you, we keep it confidential strictly between us and you only. So we're going to set up a security question. That way, anytime we call in, you'll know it's us calling because we'll ask that security question. We'll know it's you because you know the answer to it. We have 3 choices. You can make up any answer you want. But we have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Oh, you better go with city I was born in.
Okay.
It's Ann Arbor.
And what was... You said what was that?
It was Ann Arbor.
Ann Arbor. Oh, okay. Gotcha. And I'm going to go ahead and save this. This will never change, okay? So for any reason someone tries to mess with this, just let you know, hang up the phone right away. That won't be us, okay? We'll ask the security question. But we'll know the answer, but we'll ask the security question itself, though, okay?
Okay.
All right. Matthew, on the phone – or not the phone. On the card that we're using, is it just first and last name or a middle initial?
Oh, let's get that out and take a look.
Okay.
It is Matthew B. Anderson, B as in boy.
Okay. Perfect. I'm assuming it's the same billing address, right? The 2555 Howell Highway?
Yes.
Okay. And then what kind of payment method are we using today?
To Visa.
Okay. And just for security purposes, Matthew, I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud, but I am ready for the card number when you are.
Okay, it's 4860-0300-0030-5357.
All right, perfect. And the expiration date?
01/27.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code as well?
579.
All right. Now, before I process this payment, and you know I'm not lying, I want to refresh the account 3 different times just because I want to keep it at that 50% discounted rate for the life of you being with us. I don't want any hiccups in the future here, okay? So you hear me clicking away,
right.
But I'm on the phone with you. I just want to make sure of it.
All right.
Let me refresh one last time. Okay. We're looking good. So I'm going to go in and process the payment for only $348. Please stay on the phone with me. I want to make sure you see your invoice through text and email. So let me know whichever comes first. That way I can show you the breakdown of everything that we discussed as promised, okay?
All right.
All right. It went through on my end. Let me know whatever comes first there.
All right. I do see a local splash to get your Google business profile verified on my on my text.
Oh, the text came through.
That the one that says to get your local business verified profile verified.
That one came through. Okay. Is there one that says what's it called? Initial invoice. Do you see anything like that?
Nope, not yet. Okay. Although here it is. Thank you for choosing Splash. Welcome. If you have any questions, please call.
Okay.
We're choosing to accept subscription.
That one. Click that for me right there.
Okay, it shows services, Google Business Profile Optimization.
Okay, so in here is a breakdown of everything we discussed and more. So there's other packages that are in there that you can upgrade to in the future, but that's not part of your inclusion on there. But everything we talked about will be in here. So read through it carefully. I'm here if you have questions or concerns. Once you do see that everything we discuss is in there, at the bottom, you're going to sign or click the checkbox before you sign your name. When you sign your name, it's just like how it shows on the card with that middle initial. But in the meantime, okay. I'm here with you. Ask away if you have questions, okay?
I can't remember everything that we talked about.
Well, you'll see it'll be $100 I put towards your Facebook ads already included in your package. You will be able to see that. Yeah, and then there's also...
And we can limit that to the $100.
You could, honestly, yeah, you can add more if you wanted to, things like that, but honestly, I think that's more than enough. And two, far as the $100 spent into it, it's the pricing, even without Facebook ads on there, I threw that in there as a perk for you. So it's not included. If you were to do this without Facebook ads, the pricing would literally be the same. So I just want to let you know that there's me helping you on that side too, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Payments, $348, and thereafter is $149 and $100. Seasonal hold, cancellation and refunds. I am going to assume that, I don't know everything. I don't know what the alias is and the Google Drive stuff is.
Oh, fly through that. You don't, like I said, there's other stuff that's going to be in here, for other packages that's available for you, but that doesn't mean that you'll be using, like, for example, there's one in there, say for Google Guaranteed, you pay per lead on there. That's not what you're doing. You have unlimited calls and leads, and you'll be able to track it everything for yourself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and just, I think we're doing fine.
Okay.
I have to believe that what we've talked about is in my best interest, and I'm not much for contract reading to begin with.
Okay. If let's say down the road you're like, hey John, like I have a question on this, let me know. I'm here with you as well too. So yeah.
Right. And if I notice something that I thought that I understood differently, I will be in touch.
Please do. Yes, sir.
So I have to certify that I'm an authorized holder and signer.
Mm-hmm.
And sign it.
Let me know where it takes you next, though, because this is your last app and that's it.
Just click here and type your name. Okay, so it's got username and password.
Beautiful. All right, so that means you did everything you needed to do. tomorrow when our team calls you. They're going to call from the 877 number. I'm going to give you that full number before I let you go. But they're going to develop that login and password with you to show you. That's your best friend. That's, you can see your website from there. You can see Facebook ads. You can see your traffic, where calls are coming from, all of it. Okay? We want to make sure you can see things for yourself. Yes, sir. So they want to show you.
No problem. So just back out of this for now.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, Matthew, I appreciate you giving us this trust and, welcome to the family here. Congratulations. So let us earn this, man. All right. That's all I'm going to say. So
yep.
I appreciate you.
We'll get on it tomorrow then.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We will. I'm really excited for you. I really am. So. All right.
Thank
did you have
you,
any?
Sir.
Yeah, of course. You have a wonderful rest of your day. Again, tomorrow we're calling from the 877 number. Please make sure to answer it. Let us know if it's wrong timing or anything like that. We can always reschedule if you need to, okay?
Well, I will be looking for it.
All right. That's what I hear. All right, Matthew. All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks, John.
Mm-hmm. Bye, sir.
See you.